Hello and welcome back to Get to Be Smart. I'm not smart, but you're already here. Okay. Let's just get into the episode. It's about the Shrike. Yeah. This thing is horrifying. It's just a weird creature on around, you know? Like, not even the Potu is like that, you know? The Potu is actually nice. Oh, but you seem not to know what a Potu is. And even if you do, just listen. Go back to my last one. It's the Birds 1, as you can see in between the brackets. This is the Birds 2. So, go check the Birds 1 out. But anyway, to the Shrike. Now, Shrikes are what it is called a passerine bird, which means that they have three toes facing forward and three toes facing back, which actually makes up most of bards. Like, most of bards are passerine bards, which, yeah, I guess makes sense, because all the others either have two facing forward and one facing back, or from what I've seen. I really haven't seen birds up close. But anyway, so the largest genus for this bard, which is Lanius, as in basically, I'm guessing there are multiple genuses, but the largest is called Lanius, which is derived from the Latin word butcher. Now, some shrikes are actually called butcher birds because the habit of mainly male shrikes of impaling their prey onto a plant. Now, I mean, it's mostly for storage, and they're actually called lards or pantries, and have multiple functions like attracting females and obviously food storage, which is really good for the birds, especially in winter. Really good for storing them. Now, they also have an old English name, which I'm gonna try say the best way I can. I'm pretty sure it's a skrike, which is S-C-R-I-C, alluding to the Shrike's shriek-like call. I thought it mostly sounded like the name of the Shrike, like it's Skrike, and the name is Shrike. Or is it called Shrike because of how it sounds? I don't know. But let us get in to its geography, which once again, it's a wrong thing. But anyway, let's start with its weight, which is 24. 64 grams, which is not heavy. If you really think about that, that's not that heavy. Not the as heavy as maybe a computer mouse, you know. So that's not heavy. Its height, however, it is around 8 to 10 inches tall, which is, it's pretty tall. It's like 1.5 box of cereal. It's pretty tall if you really think about it. And now it's time for the weird but extremely grim fact about these creatures. Is that if a chick dies in the nest, they will feed the remains of that chick to the surviving ones. Why? I mean, survival, I know, but like, it's brutal. Whatever, let's get to a bard that is better, you know, it's at least it doesn't feed its own chicks to each other. It's the spotted flycatcher, which is another passerine bird, which I think it's pretty, that's pretty cool. So these birds mostly breed in Europe and wintering in Africa and Southwestern Asia, which means that when it's winter, you know the way they say it's winter, the birds fly south. They don't really say where they're going, so they mostly go to Africa and Southwestern Asia, where it's, you know, warm. This bird is a very undistinguishable, like it just looks like the average bird. It has long wings and tail. The adults have a gray brown upper parts, which their back is grayish brown, and then their stomach is like whitish. And they have a streaked crown and chest. Its legs are also short and black as well, and its bill is black and has a broad but pointed shape, which is mainly used for any flying creature that just eats insects, which is, if you didn't know, an insectivore. Most people don't know that. It's pretty self-explanatory, just something that eats insects. The juveniles, or the children, or the chicks, are actually more browner, and they have spots on their underparts. Like, they're more browner than the adults. Instead of the gray-brown, they're mostly brown, and they have the little spots on their underparts, which is, I'm guessing, why they're called spotted flycatcher. Now, let's talk about its length. This thing is 14 centimeters, or 5.7 inches, which is, it's a long bird. I mean, I'm pretty sure that also includes like the tail as well, which is like about as long as it is. It is also 14 to 20 grams, which is way lighter than the shrike. Pretty sure if you look at the picture, that might actually be the spotted flycatcher on that thorn, which is scary, but too bad for it. Anyway, now let's talk about the actual real bird from that I was supposed to do last time. It's the heron, not the great egret, it's a heron. So herons are long-legged, long-necked freshwater and coastal birds that have 72 different species, which is pretty cool. And most of them are referred to as egrets or bitterns. Now, rather than herons, egrets don't form a biologically distinct group from herons and tend to be named differently because they're mainly white or have decorative plumes. And as well as just being just completely different, I mean, herons don't have the breeding plumage like during the breeding season. Egrets tend to grow, you know, just decorative feathers to make themselves look better. Herons, however, just have by eluvian. Evolutionary adaption just have longer beaks, so that's pretty cool. Now, the classification for the individual heron / egret species is fraught upon with difficulty, and no clear consensus exists about the correct placement of many species into either of the two major genera, Andrea and Egretta. Let me explain that better for you. So, it's very hard to distinguish which bird goes into which category. Is it Andrea, aka heron, or Egretta, egret? So they fight about that, where to put it. So, because they're really, really similar. These birds are also something called monotopic, which means that they have no subspecies, like, at all. It's just the heron. There's no great heron or heron egret. It's just heron. Just strange. Other than that, just really no subspecies. However, I'm still sort of confused on whether, like, don't you think that there'd be like a half heron, half egret type thing? Pretty sure they might be. I don't know. But anyway, now let's talk about where they you know, settle down, a crib, mostly in trees next to the riverside. And also, they also sleep in reed beds. So some will be in the trees while others use the reed beds, specifically the bitterns, which are just a different species of heron, just there, the reed beds. So it's when the roots just sort of overlap and then come off like some sort of small cliffside near a riverbank. So most of them make their nests there as well. So now let's talk about its geography. This thing is 115 to 138 centimeters tall, which is 138. Pretty sure that might be about 4 feet. I don't know. It's pretty tall though. Which is also 45 to 54 inches. And it has a weight of 1.82 to 3.6 kilograms, or 4 pounds, 4 to 8 pounds for you United Statesans. And that's time for the weird fact, which is also kind of scary, just because of how it sounds. A group of herons is actually called a siege. To seize your house and take everything that you know and love. Mostly your seeds, but they'll take everything. But that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And the next season, I will be reading my book next season, however. Which we will figure out what we're doing next season, but this was Gecko W. Smart. Goodbye.